Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Deborah Becker. With thousands of people searching for addiction treatment, there's little guidance about what patients should look for and how to avoid treatment scams. Massachusetts is part of a new effort to try to change that. It's one of five states chosen for a national pilot program that's designed to help rate treatment programs. Starting next month, the national nonprofit group Shatterproof will work with Massachusetts programs and the state health department to collect data for its ratings. To learn more about this, we spoke with Samantha Arsenault, Director of National Treatment Quality Initiatives at Shatterproof, and we began by asking her what criteria will be used to rate addiction treatment programs.
So we've taken a lot of the lessons learned from other rating systems like Hospital Compare and Nursing Home Compare, as well as LeapFrog's hospital safety grades. Those all use different methodologies for gathering data. Some rely on claims data, some rely on survey data. We'll actually be using a combination of both of those, as well as the consumer-reported feedback. And what we're trying to do is assessing whether programs are delivering care that is aligned with evidence-based best practices that are shown to improve patient outcomes when treating addiction.
So you don't need outcomes necessarily to figure this out. You just need to determine who exactly is doing what at this point is considered evidence-based.
Right, exactly. And right now, we're really relying most heavily on process and structure measures. And the idea is to move towards outcomes over time. But until we can reliably risk adjust outcome measures, you know, we're really relying on process and structure measures, which in the field of addiction is the right place to start.
Now, many treatment programs can already become, say, accredited by the Joint Commission or the Commission on the Accreditation of Rehabilitation Facilities. So there are these stamps of approval that are supposed to be objective stamps of approval for addiction treatment. How will what you are going to be doing be any different?
Yeah, that's a great question. So we'll actually be displaying if they have those accreditations as one of the items in our ratings. The idea, though, is that when there's a stamp of approval, it's a yes-no, right? It's binary. The program either has it or they don't. What we're looking at is across a range of criteria, a program might be doing exceptionally well in one area, but be struggling in another area. And that might inform someone's individual treatment needs when they're looking for a program, as well as other market forces in driving quality improvement.
You know, it seems like it would be difficult to assess quality of behavioral health in general and of addiction, you know, specifically. So what exactly do you look at in this field of treatment to determine whether one program may be rated more highly than another?
So we're looking at things like, one objective claims-based measure is the continuity of pharmacotherapy. So addiction is a chronic disease. So it's not about a short-term acute episode. It's actually about making sure that that patient is maintaining treatment and retained in treatment for longer durations of time. So that's something that we can access via claims data. You know, we're also looking at some more basic elements of addiction treatment. One of our items is looking at the ability to coordinate care with other areas of the medical field. Oftentimes, addiction is treated in a silo. So is there connections to other primary care physicians? Are there wraparound services offered at a facility?
Who would sort of oversee this, or, you know, would these ratings have any teeth, I guess? Would someone be penalized, or what do you hope would happen here regarding addiction treatment as a whole because of these ratings?
Yeah, and I would say eventually they will have teeth. Right now, it's really about building the system and improving it. But the idea is that eventually the system will help inform value-based payment, or insurers or large employers identifying centers of excellence. You know, I think it also helps to outline what the standard is for new entrants into this space, where they have a very clear idea of, okay, we need to be performing highly on these things in order to be a successful program. So really shaping the new entrants into the field as well.
Mm-hmm. And when do you expect to finish and have this rating system online for people to use?
The rating system will be online in 2020. In the meantime, we'll be gathering the data and analyzing it, as well as giving the treatment programs a preview period to view their ratings before they're made public. And one of the real goals of this project is not just to make that information available to the public as they're looking for treatment, but also to the programs themselves so that they can benchmark themselves against a standard across the industry and engage in quality improvement initiatives.
And are we talking private programs, public, outpatient, inpatient? What kind of programs will be part of this rating system?
Yeah, so we're talking about all treatment programs that are listed in SAMHSA's Inventory of Behavioral Health Services. So that includes inpatient, outpatient, residential, opioid treatment programs. What it does not include is any individual prescribers. So if there's a primary care physician who's treating patients out of their practice with buprenorphine for opioid use disorder, they would not be captured. This is the every specialty addiction treatment program in the state.
Why do we need something like this, especially when we do have accreditation commissions that are supposed to be looking at this? We have state licensing authorities. Why do you feel that this is necessary right now?
Addiction treatment right now, the practices really vary across the country. You know, we know that opioid use disorder is best treated with medication-assisted treatment, so the combination of one of three FDA-approved medications and behavioral health interventions, but that less than 40% of all of the addiction treatment programs in the United States are offering those medications. It's incredibly challenging as a patient to access those, to know that you're getting reliable treatment, to differentiate between good programs and programs that might put you at greater harm. So, you know, as patient advocates, we hear heartbreaking stories of people looking for care in crisis and having no idea where to turn. So having a system that's both going to serve as a tool for folks looking for treatment, as well as start to move the sea level of quality in the space, is long overdue.
Right. Samantha Arsenal is Director of National Treatment Quality Initiatives at Shatterproof, which is a nonprofit that is starting a pilot rating system for addiction treatment programs in Massachusetts. Sam, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks so much. Have a great day.
Stay with us. Coming up, author Elizabeth McCracken. I'm Deborah Becker, and this is Radio Boston.
Wait, don't go yet.
Because you already know how to download a podcast.
But if you have any other tech or life question, maybe we can help you. WBUR is working on a new show, and we need your tech questions.
Or maybe your parents' questions. Just click that little phone-shaped app on your cell phone and leave a message. 617-917-4717.
Yes, we know. How quaint. A phone call. But give it a try. 617-917-4717.